Masechet Kelim, Perek Kaf Aleph, Mishnah Bet. Here we'll talk about a plow and whether the different components of it are considered to be connected to the blade that cuts the soil in terms of Tum'ah. There are various parts of a plow. Part of it is connected to the animal, and it goes all the way back to the metal part that cuts into the ground. Are they one entity in terms of Tum'ah and Tahara? Mishnah says, Hanogeya ba'ol, if someone has a plowshare that is tameh, the plowshare again is the blade in the back, and somebody touches the part that is put onto the animals, the yoke that's put on their back in order to pull the plow, ubakartrav, or they touch the crossbar which goes under the neck of the animal to keep the yoke in place, ba'ayin, the collar, that's the fabric that's put around the animal's neck to make sure that the yoke doesn't hurt them, uba'avot, or the beam that connects the yoke to the plow, afilu b'shat melacha, even if he touches any of these objects while he's working with the plow, tahor, these objects are not connected to the plowshare in terms of tum'ah, they're attached loosely and temporarily, these things are taken apart right after the work is being finished, and then even though the plowshare here is tameh, the person who touches the other parts does not become tameh. Baherev, if a plowshare again is tameh and someone touches the handle of the plow, uba borech, or he touches the borech, a curved piece of wood attached to the back of the plow, uba yatsul, or the guide that's used to steer, tameh, anyone who touches any of these items is tameh. The reason being is these are actually connected, these are one entity, they're all looked at in a whole sense that they're one component, and therefore they're part of the plowshare. If you touch any of these, then you are tameh with the rest of the plowshare. Ba'ayin shel matechet, if you touch the metal ring connecting the plow to the beam. Ba'lehayin, or the pieces of wood that loosen the soil and prepare it for the metal that's going to come join it afterwards. So that's all the way at the head, ahead of the horses, let's say, or the donkeys. There are these metal, there are these wooden poles, we'll call them, that go down, that start to soften up the soil. Uba'ayar arayin, or the pieces of wood that break up the earth that remain after plowing. These are connected very closely to the metal piece in the back. Tameh, these items are attached to the plowshare permanently, and therefore they're connected in terms of tum'ah. If the plowshare is tameh, person who touches them as well becomes tameh. Rabbi Yehuda mitahed ba lehayim. Rabbi Yehuda says no. A person who touches lehayim, which are all the way in front, those things that loosen the soil, they're tahor. She'ena masuyin ela lerabot te'afad, because they're made only to increase the dirt that's going to be overturned by the plow, but they're not connected to the plow. They're not part of the actual plow. So therefore, They're not always kept attached to the plowshare, because they're not always used, and therefore they're not connected for tum'ah purposes.